Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT. Abraham Ogbazi is a Nigerian photographer in his mid-30s whose witty and original pictures are gaining him an international reputation. His work is based on the documentary tradition, but it's given a distancing quality by the artist's own presence in the photograph. This combination of reportage and performance art, while not unique, compellingly adds layers of complication to otherwise straightforward depictions of the socio-economic tensions of his homeland. In a recent series of work, he shows walls of buildings in the centre of Lagos, which have been filled with scrawled slogans advertising various services. Then he poses in front of them, in gestures that are amusing, mysterious, or ironic. One such advertisement, which reads, "Sexual disease, fast ejaculation, weak erection," followed by a telephone number, shows Ogbazi at the side of the frame, curled up asleep. Another, "Piano lesson," has the artist playing what looks like the solemn notes of a sonata in the foreground. Some months ago, these very same pictures were shortlisted by the jury of the Prix Picday for Photography, of which I was a member, which addresses the theme of environmental sustainability. The Swiss bank gives 100,000 Swiss francs to the winning artist, and the competition regularly attracts the world's most distinguished photographers. The inclusion of Ogbazi would have been a source of pride for him and his country's culture. Sad to report that he never made it to the event's prize-giving ceremony, which took place on Wednesday at the Victoria and Albert Museum. If he had won, and it is not to betray any confidences to say that his work was highly praised by all the judges, he would have been absent from what would surely have been the crowning moment of his career so far. The prize, in fact, went to the veteran German photographer Michael Schmidt. A couple of weeks ago, it was revealed to the judges that Ogbazi had been refused a visa to travel to London for the ceremony. As is customary in these cases, no reason was given for the refusal. Appeals from the artist's lawyers were turned down. A note to the Home Secretary from the Prix Picday committee seeking explanation was simply ignored. This is a sorry state of affairs for a country that professes to be in the vanguard of cultural openness and a city that considers itself to be the creative capital of the world. Ogbazi has travelled widely and is becoming a familiar figure in the world of photography. If the UK government has something incriminating on him, perhaps it had best share it. The artist moves freely throughout Europe and the US. He was in Seattle during a recent telephone conversation with the Picday Secretariat. Of course, recent news from Nigeria, subjected to the amplifying effects of 24-hour news coverage, has been mostly distressing. Has this simply prompted a knee-jerk reaction from nervous border control agencies? It is not, to say the least, beyond the realms of possibility. What are their decisions based on? In this instance, we shall never know. But it is precisely in situations such as these, when our so-called respect for culture and its various practitioners should kick in. Government and politics are, even in mature Western democracies, happily clandestine affairs. Secrecy develops its own logic, its own dark momentum. It becomes a default mode of behaviour. In some cases, it is necessary. In most, it is not. The practice of art is the opposite. It is transparent, expressive, and bold. It is also committed to telling truths, even if they are uncomfortable. This can make life very uncomfortable for governments, although this can also be overstated. The ability of totalitarian regimes to absorb dissent in today's climate shows great sophistication and a shrewd understanding of how art can be diverted or co-opted where it used to be suppressed. The theme of this year's Prix Picday was consumption, and the photographers who contributed pieces showed a wide variety of strategies in dealing with their subject. The works of the shortlisted artists are currently on display at the V&A and form a trenchant, not always predictable, critique of a world that is grievously unbalanced in so many ways. The winning series of photographs by Schmidt, Lebensmittel, is a measured look at the way food is processed and prepared for our twisted consumption. It makes its points with unruffled insistence. Ogubazi's work, by contrast, is exuberant and a little wild. It conveys the desperation of a society in which each act of consumption is something that can be bargained for on every street corner, in bright, bold letters and in whispered telephone conversations. If we want to understand what is happening in Nigeria today, we need to listen to that country's young and intelligent voices. News reporters do a fine job under the stress of sharp deadlines. Politicians, some of them, are articulate, but inevitably compromised by circumstance. It is artists who hint at deeper truths. We have lost an opportunity to learn from one of them, and we don't even know why.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.